Next item, 510.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder and provide payment for construction of the structural rehabilitation of Taggart Outfall 30, project number E10220, for an estimated cost of $8 million.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, it appears that our team is not here for whatever reason, so with your permission, I'd like to set this over till next week.
Very good. Wait.
What? Here he is. That's a very dramatic entrance. So
I apologize. I was hustling over
here. Scott Gibson. So, okay, I withdraw my request. Mayor and colleagues, the Bureau of Environmental Services needs to repair about 3,700 feet of the 110-year-old brick Taggart outfall so that it can operate for another century. The 100-foot diameter brick outfall conveys combined sewer flows away from the city's largest basin in southeast Portland during heavy rainfalls. Scott Gibson, principal engineer from the Bureau of Environmental Services, is here with a brief presentation. Scott?
Thank you. Good afternoon. Good morning. I apologize for the late arrival. So for the record, my name is Scott Gibson. I'm a principal engineer at City of Portland Bureau of Environmental Services, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about the Taggart Sewer and request your authorization for a construction contract. The sewer under consideration today is a 10-foot diameter brick outfall. It was built in 1906. The sewer conveys combined sewage from the city's largest basin, which we call Taggart. In the picture at the top of this slide, you can see the brick sewer where it was recently exposed during construction of the Portland-Milwaukee light rail train. The outfall was found to have deterioration while conducting inspections of our large sewers. And in the middle picture, you see two members of our engineering team preparing to be lowered into the sewer as a part of our inspection and assessment work. The project will construct 3,400 feet of structural liner system to extend the useful life of the outfall for an additional 100 years. In the lower picture, you see a typical installation of tunnel liner plate, which is the chosen repair methodology for this project. The repair results in a new steel structure assembled within the pipe designed to resist the predicted loads. The project map shows the location of the sewer and specifically identifies the areas where the workers and materials will enter the sewer to conduct the repair. The orange circles show where work will be conducted after hours. The purple circles show where work will be limited to normal hours. There are two example photos. The one on the top is an industrial area where we will be working 24/7, and the lower section is an example where there are residences within 500 feet and we'll be limiting our activities to during the day.
Scott, hold this slide for a second. I want to ask my colleagues a question. I don't want to prompt them, but this slide might be helpful. Who is the only six-star general in American history?
Pershing?
General Pershing. Right in the middle of the slide.
Who's the non-Native American here?
You must have taken some history test.
He's famous worldwide.
Yeah. Actually, some people say he and George Washington might have taken a six-star, but Pershing in the modern era is the only six-star general.
Thank you.
That's why you can make some money in a bar on that one, because people assume it stops at five.
So excuse me.
I learned two things today. One, that the name of the biggest basin is called Taggart. I'm going to remember that one because that's going to come up in a quiz sometime. And then the six-star general.
Six-star general.
Yep.
The fun never ends.
All right, so the Taggart sewer has served the city well for 112 years. Day and night, it has quietly transported sewage and rainfall away from our homes and businesses where it could be safely treated and disposed of. However, it now requires some attention. Inspections conducted by the Bureau identified voids, cracks, broken and missing brick, missing mortar, protruding laterals, and other defects that require repair. This map shows the locations of the defects along the sewer, and you can note the intensity of and density of the defects by the yellow, orange, and red areas. The Bureau has also estimated the risk of sewer failure caused by the identified defects. In this figure, you can see the area of inundation caused by a structural collapse of a 50-foot section. You see where the yellow dot is. We modeled in several locations, but this is for that example. Properties outlined in red are those that would be flooded should the sewer fail there. The map also colored areas that would be impacted by surface inundation. That's the blue and the green. And note that the new max orange line would be impacted in this scenario. As a part of our project, we ran multiple failure scenarios and estimated the consequences and likelihood of the failure of each scenario. And this work was used to confirm that the project should proceed now and also to help us determine the intensity of the repair selection, or repair method. The Bureau has worked hard to involve and inform residents about the project. On this slide are two of the many communications prepared by the project team. The selective repair can be constructed from within the existing pipe, and this will be the biggest factor in minimizing the impacts to residents. However, to take advantage of Portland's dry season, and this work can only be conducted when it's not raining due to sewer flows, Environmental Services will work all hours and all days in the industrial areas between Southeast Grand and Southeast 16th Avenue and adjacent to light rail. Other work where their residential impacts will be limited. And the project team will continue our outreach efforts to those impacted throughout construction and address any and all concerns as they are raised. The estimated cost for the construction contract is $8 million. The level of confidence in this estimate is high. If approved, construction is scheduled for the dry season of 2019 with some advanced work by the contractor in the sewer this summer or late fall. This figure offers details of the proposed sewer rehabilitation and shows the location of the spot repairs. If there are any questions, I'm happy to take them.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any testimony on this item, Carla?
No one signed up.
Very good. This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next item.